Find Monday Night Talk on Facebook and share your opinions. Go to 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk.
And we're back with Monday Night Talk on 95.9 WATD. And we have my co-host here, Kevin Tocci.
Hello,
Kevin.
How are you?
Good, good.
How are we doing so far?
We're doing good.
That was a good wrap-up for the at least the first 45 minutes.
Yeah, I wanted to get in a little bit deeper into some of the candidates.
Which is
here.
A pro.
I'm just wondering when the whole anti-people living at their parents' house ticket is going to come up.
Hey, my sister just texted me and she asked me to write my father in. So James,
I think your father would get votes.
He is the token Republican of Pembroke. He is ready to
write. He is too.
He is.
We have proof. Don't we have a picture of him?
Yep.
We have a picture of him wearing
He's
that.
He's the token Republican.
Now, through some technical magic, I think Larry, do we have both callers? We do. We will introduce Dave Wedge. Dave, are you there?
Yes.
Dave, how are you, Dave?
I'm well. Is that my friend Craig Pina right here?
Yeah, most definitely is.
What's up, Craig? How are you?
All right. How you doing, Dave?
Two Brocktonites and one Airwaves. That's tough. I don't know if people can handle that.
Wait. What am I, chopped liver here?
Three of them. I'm sorry. Three.
Goodness gracious. And I think we're now.
Dave, you almost punched me through the phone, Craig.
I heard who you're working for. I should punch you through the phone.
Ooh.
He almost went Brockton on me.
we have somebody who's going to join us for half a second. I think we have Tish on the line. Tish, you there?
Yes, it's Trish. Sorry.
Trish.
Hi, Trish.
We're going to buy you a consonant.
Oh, yes, please, an R.
what would you like, before we talk with Dave Wedge, what would you like to chime in on the upcoming primary?
I'd just like to chime in on the Republican write-in in the 12th District,
okay.
If I may. I was part of the grassroots effort by a bunch of Republicans to try to get out the vote for Tom Calder. I met him a few years back. I haven't known him his entire term, but he is the only Republican I have ever not only voted but put a sign in my lawn for. He's the only politician that I've ever met face to face that really is a true, sincere, hardworking, loyal man. If he can't answer something, he will look it up and get back to you and then tell you his answer. I haven't always agreed with him. We've disagreed on a number of things, but he's able to debate intelligently, and he gets the job done. He has the experience. He has the knowledge. He has the ability to be a real person, and that's why I can't implore enough to my Republican fellow Republicans to get out tomorrow and please write in Tom Calder on the Republican side for
a
representative in court.
Okay. Quick question.
Just a quick question. Yes. So this is with Tom Calder's consent that this movement is going forward?
We went forward with this movement. He didn't seek it out. We went forward. We're supporters of his, and he appreciates the support. He appreciates the support because, you know, I don't know how to say this.
It's a grassroots. You guys feel strongly about it, and that's why you're doing it.
We feel very strongly about it. We're doing this to try to help aid to get him into the office, which, you know, we supported him when he was on the other side and had Deborah Betts running against him last year as well.
I mean, 2 years ago.
He didn't have it. As of right now, he doesn't have an opponent. He's not running against an opponent, but I'm really fearful of these other two actually getting on the ballot, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
So that's why we came together and pulled and rallied for Tom.
I just wonder why anyone would be afraid of someone being on a ballot. It's a misprint.
Well, fear for lack of better words. We just wanted to see that someone qualified was in office, not somebody who didn't understand the full position and what it took.
All right. Well, Trish, we want to thank you for calling in and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your evening.
You got it. So we're going to go back to Dave Wedge, who is a scheduled guest. Dave, you back?
How are you guys?
We're back. Hey, so I've already given the disclaimer a couple of times, as you instructed, Dave.
I appreciate that. I'm no longer the impartial journalist I once was. I mean, I'm still impartial, but
I miss those days, Dave.
You know, I'm a consultant now for Martha Coakley and Warren Coleman, so I don't want to mislead anyone out there. You know,
All right. Well, I guess I would have to ask you, and those are probably the two hottest races right now. No disrespect as far as for statewide races. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you seeing as far as on the Coakley side of things, the push to get elected?
Well, you know, the polls have been really good, and she's out there working very hard, and you know, anyone that knows Martha, I mean, you know, as a journalist, Kevin, and as do I from working with her, that she is a very hardworking attorney general. She's done a great job. And, you know, she's certainly learned a lot from 2010, and she's a much better candidate around this time around. She's taken nothing for granted, you know, despite the polls, and she's out there trying to earn every vote, as is Steve Grossman and Don Berwick. You know, they've both run good races themselves. They've both acquitted themselves well in the debates, and and tomorrow will be a good day for us, I hope, you know.
Well, if you were looking on the other side of, you know, who could possibly, if you look at the battle lines, do you feel that Charlie Baker is going to come out of this unscathed in regards to being able to, you know, take out Mark Fisher? Is it going to be a clean sweep, or do you feel that Mark Fisher is going to be in it at least early on?
No, you know, I think Charlie Baker will win that race pretty handily. You know, I just don't think that Mark Fisher had the resources to compete with Charlie. You know, again, Charlie's a good candidate, too. He's certainly a better candidate this time around than he was the last time he ran for governor. So, you know, he's raised a ton of money, and he's done well in his own debates, and he's done well in his media interviews that I've seen, and his appearances, and I think, you know, I don't think he'll have any issues tomorrow. I think he's a formidable foe right now for anyone to run against.
So, Dave, I do have some questions about the attorney general race. Warren Tolman seems a little Bulger-esque. His brother's the president of the AFL-CIO. Is he going to give union thugs a free ride if he's attorney general? Is he going to have? I mean, are people going to get some cement galoshes? It just doesn't sound right to me. There's a little bit of a conflict of interest.
Warren certainly gotten support from the unions, but a lot of candidates have. You know, Marty Walsh has, and if you look at what Marty's done as mayor of Boston, he certainly hasn't given away the store to the unions. He got a very favorable contract from the Boston Fire Department, the fairest contract that we've seen in 20 years, honestly, in the city of Boston. So, I you know, Warren is his own man, you know, just as Steve Tolman is his own man. And you know, people don't like to hear it, but just as Billy Bulger was his own man. You know, I don't think it's fair to, you know, paint someone with the brush of their sibling, you know. And Warren is an excellent candidate. He's a smart guy, and he'd make a great attorney general. And just like with Martha, he's been out there doing the work. He's done very well in the debates. He's got a tough opponent, Maura Healey. She's an excellent assistant attorney general under Martha Coakley. She's running a hard race herself, and she's out there working hard as well. So, you know, same thing as I feel with the Martha Coakley race. You know, we just hope that people take the time to learn what Warren's all about, and you know, I think that if people do that, they'll want to vote for Warren. I think he's an excellent candidate.
Joe?
Dave, Joe Rossi here.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good. I'm doing excellent.
The whole gang's there, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, there's like five people in the studio.
Wow.
We you yeah, have yet to
a free pizza or something, Kevin.
Well, I had munchkins tonight.
He slipped this week.
I came for the donuts.
Just so you know, Victoria Bond's also here, as well as Peter Brown from Tiny and Sons.
Hey, David.
How are you guys?
Hi there.
I guess I'm wondering, you know, being somebody that's close with a governor race there, with the Martha Coakley race, what are your feelings on Lieutenant Governor? Because we kind of went through talking about who possibly could, you know, be lieutenant governor, who's going to win that, and mm-hmm, that's probably mm-hmm, one of the little lesser known races. So what's your feel on that?
Yeah, that's an interesting race. I mean, you've got, you know, Leland Chung, the Cambridge city councilor, is a very popular candidate. You got Steve Kerrigan, who's doing very well, and Mike Lake, who he's an excellent candidate as well. And I look at that one much like the treasurer's race as well, you know, with Deb Goldberg, Barry Feingold, and Tom Conroy. You know, you've got three candidates that all have their pockets of support. So, you know, this whole election tomorrow is going to be, like all elections in Massachusetts, you know, a lot of it's going to depend on the turnout and who really gets out their people, you know. And so I think, you know, I know I'm a little biased because I'm living in a city. I do see a lot of support for Li Lunchong around the city. You know, Boston is obviously very progressive, and he's the most progressive candidate in that race, in my opinion. So, that's a tough one. I don't know. I couldn't call that one.
Victoria, question? I just want to make sure I'm making sure that everybody's getting a chance to kind of chat or ask a question about some of these races. Dave, the one state race you haven't had a chance to weigh in on, treasurer. You got a 3-way race for that open seat as well on the Democratic side.
And I'm not even sure actually if there is someone on the Republican side though. But
yeah, you got Mike Heffernan,
correct?
Mike Heffernan.
Yeah, and he's unopposed.
He's on. Yeah, unless somebody does a write-in.
Yeah. Well,
seems contagious now.
You know, Deb Goldberg, Barry Feingold, and Tom Conroy, all pretty well-known folks in the political world, and they've run a pretty. It's actually, you know, it's a down ballot race, and all the attention is really going to Martha Coakley and Steve Grossman and Don Berwick, and then second you got the Tolman Healy race, which is very close according to the polls. Mm. But this race is very interesting as well. You know, you. Deb Goldberg enjoys a lot of support in our town, Craig and Kevin, you know, Brockton. I know she's had a lot of support from folks in Brockton, and Barry Feingold from up there, and I think he's up from Andover, I believe, in that area, and Tom Conroy from out there in Wayland. So he's an interesting candidate. He's the one that back when he ran for Congress before he jumped out, and he was running for that Joe Kennedy seat before Joe Kennedy got in the race. Mm. And he was the one who walked the state. Do you guys remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. So he's kind of an interesting guy, but that's going to be a good race to watch tomorrow too. But I know they're all working very hard, and you know, I've known Deb Goldberg for a lot of years, and she's really putting a lot into this race. She ran for lieutenant governor last time around, didn't have didn't win, but I think she's in a good position tomorrow.
Okay, and we're speaking with Dave Wedge, who. Former Boston Herald writer, now an author, as he'll be having a book released soon. I've already seen the folks who are fans on Facebook of Dave's and Casey Sherman. Already seen the front cover of their new book. How's that going as far as the Boston Strong book?
Well, that's been an incredible experience. Craig was nice enough to have me down to Brockton to speak to the Rotary down there a couple months back before we had finished the book, and it's actually done now. We spent the summer editing it, and we're actually going over the final proofs now to make sure there's no mistakes. And so it's going to be, it'll go out to the publisher this fall, and it's going to be out in February. And, you know, we'd love to come back on and talk about the book a little bit. And,
oh, yeah.
I'm really proud of it. I worked very hard on it. It was a really emotional, intense experience to interview all these people that were involved in it. But I really came out of it inspired, and it is an inspirational book. It's not a sad book. You know, there's some sad parts. You know, obviously so many people were hurt, and the four folks who lost their lives due to those terrorist actions, we'll never really forget them, you know. But there's a lot of good that came out of what happened there. There's a lot of people that really inspired me, and it was an honor to be able to be a part of it. I'm really excited about it.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us for a few minutes, Dave, and chatting with us about some of these races, and we'll definitely look forward to having you on maybe in the next 5 to 6 weeks and chatting again.
I would love to, and you know, just the one message here to all your listeners out there, I'm sure they all will, but don't forget to vote. You know, it's very important, and this is an important election, so I hope everyone exercises their rights.
All right, there he is, Dave Wedge, joining us.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
You got it. Joining us and chatting it up. Don't put those down just yet, as we got a couple of moments left here. Now that we kind of got a little talking time here, folks, anybody want to kind of pick out a race and talk about it for a moment while we have a few moments here?
We haven't talked at all about this race in the 10th Plymouth District that's been kind of kind of exciting. It's been kind of exciting. I've heard a lot of people say that the local races haven't been exciting. Mm. It's been exciting for me to watch a couple Democrat candidates beat each other up. It's been pretty entertaining, actually. I've enjoyed it. And on the Republican side, as a disclosure, I have been working hard with Colleen Maloney, who I think is a better candidate, and I think she will win tomorrow. But the Democrat side, no one knows who's going to win that. It's very, very interesting. It'll be interesting to see between City Councilor Michelle Dubois, perennial candidate Paul Beckner, and Peggy Curtis.
Did you really call him a perennial candidate? Wow. Anybody else?
Well, I'm just curious. You know, they're saying it's going to be very low turnout. So in a low turnout, you know that it's really the motivated voter that's getting out there to vote. So how much do you think the casino issue is going to play a part?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be anything that we're really going to hear until the general election. I think it's going to be something that's not really, really. I don't think.
I think it could potentially impact Coakley. I really do. Hmm. I do, because you've at least got one candidate who's come out on that Democratic ticket and said, totally against this. Totally against this.
But the latest polls, I believe, still weigh in the favor of still keeping the casinos. Latest, but
I know, but we're talking motivated voters here. Sure. We're not your people who are pro casino, honey. They're hitting the snooze button.
In a primary like this, you get all the activists out. You don't get the casual voters out. You get the activists.
You get the. And I wonder if it isn't going to play a factor. I think it could.
It's an excellent question, and who knows about with the other ballot questions as well.
Exactly,
that might energize.
Well, they were
people.
Talking about the licensing of the casinos tonight on the news on the way in, and.
They're moving forward with another license. Yeah. Boston, it's just what people who are upset about it want to hear.
No other race, Joe? Is there a particular race you're following? I mean,
the Mass 9, because I'll be covering that race tomorrow for WATD. But I'll be down at Mark.
You have
Allegro's.
Four good candidates. It's good, whoever ends up coming out in the end. We had a chance to have them here during a forum. Correct. On one of them, a Monday night, so we'll see what happens, whether it's Mark Allegro, John Chapman, Vince Cugliano, or Dan Shores, who will end up getting the nod. And then the Register Probate, as Christine James had mentioned earlier, that's going to be an interesting race. You have two guys who are attorneys who are in the race. One is a Democrat, one is a Republican. The other three are not, but they have experience, managerial experience. It'll be interesting to see if the voters in the county will want to pick somebody with legal experience or one that does not have legal experience. It'll be interesting to see what ends up happening.
And again, in the 5th Plymouth, I think Lou Valenzuela would be the better candidate for that Republican seat, that Republican primary. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Mm. But I'm excited for Lou, and I'm excited for Colleen. I hope they both win.
And not to be outdone, the 1st Plymouth state rep race, that's another one to be watched, as you have. Stephen Michael Palmer is on the ballot, but John Mahoney, who is a Plymouth selectman, will be doing a write-in campaign.
Yep.
That ought to be interesting.
So it'd be interesting to see two selectmen facing each other
in the
final.
That would be a race to watch.
We did have John Mahoney. Joe and I had a chance to speak with Mr. Mahoney and Mr. Moratori, and I think both of them are relishing the chance to be able to kind of, you know, bang heads to be able to get that seat that, you know, was formerly Vinny DiMasito's.
It'll be an interesting couple selectmen meetings during that.
Well, we're going to step aside for a few moments. When we come back, we're going to turn our attention to a couple of great guests in Christy Combs and Mark Rochetel right here on Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.